Okay, so we'll bring in someone who's been attending regularly. I think, is this Gene? 715, is that you, Gene? 715, Gene. Well, who are you, 715? Are you going to speak? Damn fucking dummies. Come on. Why are you here?
They come to see about you, Bob. They come to see about you.
Right. Here's a block. You can go ahead. I just unblocked you. See? Mute, block, unblock. Mute,
bloop.
Unblock.
Bloop.
It's you.
Bloop.
Yeah.
Bloop.
Go ahead. You got your hand
bloop.
Up.
Bloop. That's you. Bloop.
Let's see how to go. Moses stood on holy ground. Fire from God descended down and set the roadside bush on fire.
Ah, that's since you bring up fire, let me read you this poem by...
Wait, don't read the poem. Go into the current events of why everything is burning up.
Okay, well, maybe this fits. Okay. ...of logic strung on cables of faith, belief in the known fire and the unknown fire, a program for eternity rooted in time, expectations built stone by stone like the square tower seen from the riverbank, cool water, cool stone, and underneath the fire. What was he trying to get at, Ion? Relevant or not, what was he thinking?
It was that the circular path never concluded that time was contained. The circular pattern that time was never contained. The up and down, the hot, the cold, the burning down, the stone, the wood, the earth, the basin was webbed in time, but they doesn't define time.
When you ask about the burning today, what is it that you can talk about?
Oh, nothing. We just wanted you to ask for it, and then you'd pick something out of it about what's burning next and why the world is burning,
is there any...
why they're having these different places, and how is it that this continually space burns down, and then next thing you know, it's burning down again, and how much time does it have something to grow something to sell the whole thing can be burned down all over again, and why isn't Canada burning? Who cares about Canada anyway, and what are they going to do when everything's left and there's nothing left and they don't have any money or no natural resources or no government to sustain them?
They're saying that the Brexit leave vote was Trumpism. They're saying there's a global Trumpism movement. Is that accurate?
We told you that already. We told you about President Trump before there was a President Trump.
Well, you told me about 3 or 4 years ago to look at Trump. You knew what was coming.
Did he know
what was coming back then?
No, we had to convince him. He was still trying to be the apprentice. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. You're fired. Get out. And then after he had Celebrity Apprentice, he had Masterful Bankruptcy. That was a great show, too.
You know that show, Carol? Is that such a thing? Okay,
we're bankrupt.
Let's
see we're bankrupt. You see,
I'm sure that's a joke.
Well, you said that there'd be problems. Paul Ryan would cause a problem at the convention. Is that long gone? Trump bypassed that problem.
He's still causing problems. Let me tell you what, Barbara Bush is still about to have a little gizgasm. She can't believe this is happening. She calls Donald Trump a comedian. She said he's a comedian. She thinks he's Jay Leno. She thinks Jay Leno is accidentally running for president. She didn't even see that it's not Jay Leno. He's like, isn't he a comedian? He's kind of, this is serious. You can't be serious. You can't come in here and build a wall between Mexico and the United States. You can't say all Muslims leave. You can't say no sand niggers allowed. You can't do that. Who this man thinks he is? He's lost his flipping mind. You can't get up here in front of everybody and say they're really bad and they're crooked and she's really crooked. Well, what's your defense of what's your campaign? She's crooked. It's lying there. She's crooked Hillary. And that's all he said. And Loretta Lynch was put in there by Clinton and they just so happened to bump planes, bump. They did a titty bump of planes on a tarmac and Bill just happens to put the Secret Service out and slide in for a little drive-by for somebody he put in office already that Obama then put Loretta Lynch to replace the little buddy, Eric Holder, you know, which we also did.
Right.
He had
what did Bill and Loretta meet about? Was there a deal attempted to protect Hillary?
It might have been a huge conversation about to make sure they don't find any actionable offense because he has been impeached already, so he knows how badly this can go as a president to be impeached. So he was trying to curtail the kerfuffle that allows
anything to go any further. So Loretta Lynch says, oh, okay, okay, I'm going to go with whatever my people find. Well, the only reason the sitting attorney general would say that is if they're not going to find anything. So,
right. They knew they couldn't go up against the Clintons? They're too powerful?
No, they knew that it would. No, they can't put. She doesn't do really good as president if she's in jail, Bob.
So she's not going to go after Clinton. Lynch is not going to go after her. That's what you just said.
She's already said whatever they find, she's going to go with. And so for her to say that tells everybody that Crooked Hillary is Crooked Hillary. And that's the point. And he'll get enough traction out of that that it'll sway the tide.
Do you see a landslide happening for Trump? I think you already said that.
Well, we also said the Brexit was going to occur, okay? And no one else said it would. No one. I mean, even the betting pool said that it wasn't going. So some people made it.
Did anybody listening to our show go short based on what you said?
We did.
Look at that. I explain the markets, people. Non-physical, wheeling and dealing. Well, that's cute.
Well, it's just that simple. That's not. You don't have to figure that. But we did miss the mark. It was shortened because we didn't know it would go quite 600. So it was only 3.
Okay. I'm looking at the chat line. Does anybody want to type up a question on the chat line? See if you want to say something. Back to the list here. Jan, ask a question about your 4-year-old.
Hi, Ion.
Hey, darling.
Am I giving Eileen enough drops? Is she fine with what she's taking at the moment?
We'd say yes, but you're not exactly exact on how much you're giving.
Yeah. I sort of let her choose and ask if she wants a bit more, and sometimes she does, sometimes she doesn't. And I can see a lot in her world changing very quickly. And
yeah.
I'm trying not to get paranoid about it.
Don't get paranoid. Otherwise, we'll have to bring back Vroop. Bob's laughing. He's on mute, but he's laughing.
Root refers to the evergreens. Michael Blake Reed, gone.
Yeah, Root.
I look over in Karen's screen. She's looking at Chico's fashion. Whatever that is. Karen's not even paying attention. She's watching.
Clothes.
She's like,
it's a clothing.
I got the worst housewife of a wife here.
The wife
of a wife.
The
Bourbon matriarch. Worrying about shopping while God's talking.
That's okay. Everybody pees sitting down in that household.
Okay, Sean, do you have another question?
Yes.
You walked into that one, Bob. We're sorry.
Ion, a while back when there was a load of children in the area that had the scarlet fever. And,
yes, rubella.
Yes. And the little boy who came to play at my friend's house when we were there, they first weren't going to come because we were there, and we said, no, come, we don't mind. And then afterwards, Eileen had that little bubble under her tongue. So did she get it and fight it off, or is that just me looking for stuff? Because I could see she's a bit off, but she was still just carrying on. And then she showed me that little bubble under her tongue.
Right.
But she never got a temperature or a fever or anything like that.
It just picked up, and that's what happens. You absorb it. It absorbs, and it's good because the exposure is good. Now, we could give you a 99-hour tincture conversation of homeopathy and how you get exposed a little bit, and it gives you up, and blah, 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 blah. But it's a different thing because you have some more coverage. The coverage is doing it. So we'd say if you're going to go into that malaria-infested leper colony, we'd say take some RNA drops and rub it on your chest if you're going to do that. You know, if you're going into the war zone where there's an active leper colony, rub some RNA drops on your chest. But other than that, taking them is enough coverage.
Perfect.
You want to absorb all those things. You want your body to have, you don't want to be eliminated from those. Otherwise, you get like Mount Weather, then the slightest radiation will burn you up.
Is there a way for me to encourage my kids for this, in a way for them to understand it better?
Who?
Because I can see where
they're busy living. They're living. They don't want to understand anything. Why do you want to make me get under something and bump my head? And I'm going to bump my head, and you're not going to be there to help me get unbumped. And you're going to kiss my boo-boo. Yeah. Well, just kiss my boo-boo. Don't make me be messed up. Do what they do. It's all good.
Okay.
Turn them loose. They'll get it right.
Lovely. They've been having some good dreams.
Yeah, they have.
Jamie's been teleported in her dream. And she said she felt tingles in her finger.
Out. Watch your world for Albert.
Albert?
Albert, yes.
Is Albert around?
You'll find out.
Okay.
See, we aren't judged by time, so we sometimes can fast forward and delete and reverse and go back to the old reel-to-reel. Do you remember reel-to-reel? We can pick any part of the tape to play at any time because it's all live in front of a recorded studio audience.
Yeah.
It's fun.
Okay, do you have a question about metaphysics or something that's not about your children?
What happened?
Just a lot of stuff with where Ian said the fullness applies, avoid, absorbs, but fullness applies. I've noticed little things like hamster food, for instance, in the shop. Yeah, they never had hamster food for months. And then I drive somewhere else to get hamster food, and all of a sudden now they have hamster food. But hamster food is a simple example because it's not a big issue. But if you want to try and apply it to things that actually it's harder to apply because it is an issue for you, but you can feel you're making it too much of an issue, so you keep on pushing it away.
That's right. But it's something you have to conquer. Otherwise, you just walk in and say, well, that's the easiest thing in the world. You just throw some shit out there and say, eat it or not eat it. It doesn't matter. Or turn it loose. I don't care. Go find it for yourself. Then it'll go find the hamster food itself. No worries, but it might be your rug it eats, though, so you have to be careful.
And then when I found a... I tried to look into my CV because a tempting job came up, but I don't really want the job. It's only, I know I don't want the job. And then when I tried to find my old CV, I found my angel talk in an email, and I was looking for it. Was that you kind of saying, go look at that again?
Mm-hmm.
Then I won't have to bother with my CV.
Well,
hey, come on, get into metaphysical shit. Stop talking about yourself. Come on, this is hamster food. Come on.
Bob, that's the other thing. My computer. Last night,
it's the new Rat Pack, Bob. It's the Rat Pack.
Yes, yeah. So you have to ask Ian that. Ask, is it correct to assume that Brexit will not be an issue? There's so many other dramatic things happening. It won't even be an issue in 6 months.
Brexit,
ask that question.
Will be an issue. Brexit will be.
Okay, that's an important point for
issue, and we are thrilled about it. And enough. And rule Britannia.
Okay, Sean, you got a question about that out of what he just said?
Well, I could say I had my Britannia book was lost for my Britannia bank account. And, Bob, you told me to post my notes on that site. So I went to go find my notes from a year ago, and my Britannia book was stuck in there. And it was the same week I was going to go to the bank. So there is something with this whole Britannia thing. But I'm
right,
not really good with politics. I'm not really good with politics.
Well, start being good.
We're really not either. We just know that Britannia is going to rule. And the rest of the European Union with their Serbs and their refugees and all these other Politburo-driven... Well, you know it's going to be something when your President Trump makes a deal with Putin to start killing off all these terrorists.
Huh?
Line them up. Are you a terrorist? Are you a terrorist? Bang! Shoot him in the head. After the third one, you won't have another terrorist in the world. Excuse me, are you a terrorist? Bang! Shoot him in the head. There won't be no more terrorists. You'll stop this. You could stop polio in one day. Oh, wait, we got rid of polio. That's right. That's what happened. We killed you, damn ass. Here you go. Are you that person? Bang! You're dead. You're gone. Now, when you're gone, you don't have to worry about all that kind of stuff because you're dead. And the next thing you know, they're killing them all. Come on, that's what they tried to do. The Jews, are you Jewish? Bang, go to Auschwitz. You're gone. Goodbye. And they're still talking about that shit.
Ion,
I,
yeah,
I saw something interesting with...
Quiet. No.
No, that was Gene.
Oh, Gene, but wait a minute. Carolyn is in line here. Go ahead, Carolyn.
Yeah, Ion, vis-a-vis your telling us that the radiation levels are being raised, the EPA,
yeah.
Environmental Protection Agency, has decided that we could have a nuclear incident, and so they're raising the levels of accepted radioactive iodine.
Yay.
3,450 times higher than what they presently allow.
Yeah,
so,
it's changing. It's moving,
right.
Just as we said. And they're acknowledging it, because before, if you remember, that many rads would blow you up. Remember?
Mm-hmm.
200 to 300, and you were, like, exposed and blah, 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 blah. But now they've got it crazy high, and they're still not dying, so it's all good. Now, and that's
right,
coming
right.
in the grass, that's coming in everything, and a lot of dairy. That's why your whey is important, because it's gonna, it's a way to introduce the increased or better radiation. See, you're talking about radiation. Without radiation, this planet would be doomed. Okay, but then you say, well, it's too much radiation, it's overwhelming it. And all that's happening is that you're negotiating the space between a comfortable level and a non-comfortable level. And then, see, that's the only way you're going to make these carcinogens that are carcinogenic in nature become gram negative. And once that happens, you're going to, whoa, carcinogens aren't even a gram, positive or negative. Well, they're fixing to be. They're fixing to note them that way, because the radiation is going to allow them to attune a different direction. That's why your recipe book is going to be so cool, with your sugars. Right, sugar.
Yeah, right, sugar. So, I was going to say our whey comes from New Zealand, and apparently they're outside the radiation belt, but that's not true anymore. There's radiation everywhere.
And we're glad, because that's good.
I got this article from a paranoid source who says the EPA literally wants you to die from radiation. So
we do too. We do too.
Mm-hmm.
We want you to. They sure do. Because then that's why you get them out of the way, so there's room for the live ones. There's too many dead walking dead. They made a show about it, Walking Dead. Who in the world?
Yeah.
So past that, then that they're going to die. Go on with it. If you're not, let's get to living. And that's what this includes. And you're right, again, you're right, because what you're saying is you're just noting this thing that's already taking place. Now, you see, it's funny how the EPA, those lifeless bastards, they don't even know where they are, getting paid all that crazy money to not do anything, and then they listen to Bob to tell them what's going to be happening next, and they say, oh, we better get something, they're going to move it again, they're moving the middle, and everybody's going to listen to them, and then next thing you know, poor Oakley is worried to death that you're going to take over the empire. It's terrible.
Ion, along with that, people are telling me that there's been announcements that there's deadlines, like by 2050, they want to use all clean energy sources. And
what is clean energy? Isn't that like nice trash?
It's very familiar to that TV series, Occupied.
Yeah.
So describe any effects that might be happening from these headlines.
It won't last. It won't happen. It won't done. If that were true, you wouldn't have every tank farm on the planet full of oil right now that they can't get away with. And all you're going to do is change the definition of what clean fuel is. They don't even have a clue. It costs more to put in a damn solar panel in a house now than you ever get any good out of it. It's insane the way it applies. What you call clean, the gamma radiation burst alone muck up the whole wide world. And when you start refracting all that kind of energy, you increase the microns of the radiation itself. So we're not against any of that. Get some more fields, get some more reflectors, get some more satellites, get some more goody-goody. Blow this thing up. It's beautiful.
More radiation.
It's fine. More radiation. You better know it, because you're going to have it anyway, so you better get right. Get right. And we're just telling you, we're just saying.
Okay, so everybody's saying, we're going to replace oil and coal. We don't like coal anymore either, according to...
Well, we don't care. Boy, the coal miners in West Virginia, they were about to starve to death anyway. They don't like that. And poor crooked Hillary, we're going to close these mines. We're going to close. Well, good for you. That's a good PR campaign. Good for you. It doesn't make any difference. You can go back to the old where you have what we call the chert, the balls of wax of tar. We can do whale oil if you want to. Would you like some whale oil lights? That, maybe that's the ticket. We'll go back to whale oil. That's the ticket. It doesn't really make any difference. For Pete's sake, we can land some blubber on a beach somewhere and get the oil out of it. We can make girdles out of it, too, some whalebone corsets. It'll be great.
Sure,
it'll be great.
Sure.
Be on the money.
So you see,
okay.
Gene, how they want to do exactly the opposite of what Ion's telling us. They want less carbon. We want more carbon. We're going to adapt, adopt, and survive, and they're going to just, they'll be living in underground bomb shelters soon because they're so afraid of everything outside. It's crazy.
Yes. Yes, they'll actually move to those refurbished nuclear underground silos. There's condos underground in North Dakota for the millionaires because they could afford to, and they're actually going to move in there. So, Ion, as I was warming up to ask you questions, I was about to come in and ask you to describe for us the first steps that Trump will take as president, and it sounded like you were already describing them. Before I asked, when you were talking about what Trump was going to do, the agreement that Trump made with Putin already? Ion?
Let's see, is Ion... Ion dropped off. I don't see Ion there right now. No Ion. Oh, you're lucky, Ion's back. Okay, now ask
Ion. Ion, did you hear my question?
Well, we went around and we were talking, and y'all were all in a time warp. You went away. We were answering, and it was like, wait a second. And then it just went on and on and on. So, no, do it again.
I was about to ask you, I was about to come in and ask you what the first steps Trump would take as president, and it sounded to me like you were already answering that question.
We were talking.
Okay. So tell us more about this agreement that has already been made between Trump and Putin.
Yeah. What's going to happen is they're going to make an alliance, one of the first ever, because Russia's gone. When Gazprom went down, Bob knows more about that than the damn Russians, so don't ask him about Gazprom. He'll tell you more than you want to know. We educated him early on with all that rah-rah. So, anyhow, once that fell, and then all of Russia fell, then you come back and you pull it back together to a point where you go, okay, what is reconnecting? Is it the Ukraine? Is it Georgia? Is it that little area? Is all that Uzbekistan and Quickbikistan and Obichistan and Lapbatchistani and Ukabukalukistan and Uzbekistan? Well, those things are what's in play. That's what's in play. Now, don't think for 2.3 seconds China ain't hot as a $2 pistol. But see, they done got more whorehouses than they can pay for in China now. The golden road to nowhere. They build these cities out there and build roads to them, and they're just empty shells. They're trying to make an economy that's an economy that's an economy. This don't have nothing to do with Jack Ma, y'all. Alibaba's going to be all right. We already know this. It's still a hold.
Moody's so the government of China is hot? Is pissed?
Is there a government in China now? We're just asking. No, we're not aware of one.
So who's hot and pissed in China?
Well, that's the point. Who is running China? We're asking the question because we don't know.
Really?
Who's running it? Who's making the shots? They're doing whatever the fuck they want to do. Just all over the place. Harem scarem.
Well... You know,
they're building cities in the middle of nowhere. They're taking money and making it so, and if you disagree with them, someone, they don't even kill you anymore. They just ignore you because there's no one to complain is in charge. Who's running it? Who's driving?
So nobody's in charge.
So that's why we ask. I mean, there's nobody's at fault either. So if there's nobody's at fault, nobody's a problem, nobody's an issue, nobody's an issue, it's not an issue. Next thing you know, it's like, uh-oh. Now it becomes to some committee to decide, and so you know how that goes. That's about like your House of Representatives here in the U.S.
That's what you meant, that China would be avant-garde and be more tuned to the 21st century. They're living anarchy, and that's what you like.
Yeah.
You prefer that.
Is that what you're saying, Ian? That China has,
of course,
has tuned into the 21st century. Okay.
Yeah.
There it is.
They've been listening. The only one thing that went wrong with them, they started listening to Marshall McLuhan, and it was all over right after that.
The government.
And they applied it really fast. Is it because
fastly,
of the speed?
Yeah.
Is it the speed with
would
which they...
Would that be an adverb? Would that be an adverb, Bob?
No.
Would it be an adverbial clause? Why not?
No.
Why not?
I don't know.
Well, it's fast, but would it be they were doing it quickly...
I was using my intuition there.
They would do it quickly. So we think it would be they eased into the abyss quickly. So it would be an adverb. Yeah, okay.
Okay.
Great. Yeah,
that's very important. If you go fuck up some commas, you better know what the adverbs are.
So everything's kind of lining up in a way. It seems
no,
like
nothing lines
that,
up, Gene. Nothing
right,
lines
okay.
up anymore.
Me,
come on, lining
well, it's
up.
Lining, it's lining. It's realigning. So it's not a lining. It's a line.
Ian, there's
right
many things that you've said in the past. You've talked about the mountain in China. You've talked about the people of China. You've talked about, and I am seeing major headlines.
What? Headlines? What?
Yeah.
Headlines? Ooh.
And as soon as I see them, I go, wow, Ion said this.
Yeah. But it's not good to be right too much, because look what the Sanhedrin did for your Lord and Savior Jesus. That didn't go really good, you know? So you got to watch out for them Samaritan Hebrewloids. They'll get you going on. So, but it's good to know, and you can start embracing it. But it's not about being right. We're just trying to tell you. And we don't care. It is what it is, and it does what it does, and it be what it be like. And what about that dough? What about that dough? What about
that
dough? What about that dough? Well, what about that dough? And then next thing you know, you're aware. And once you're aware, it takes the sting out of it. And then all of a sudden, these words that they keep, and sometimes Bob pushes the envelope when he shouldn't. He makes it bigger than it is, and it moves them faster to get into things sometimes. But that all works out good because he's innocent enough. He doesn't know. He doesn't have a clue that he's shaking the world upside down and stopping the sale of black pepper across the globe and causing all kinds of making up new
bok
choy. And, yeah, of course. See, that's Bob. He's Bob. It's Bob. He just decided... Black pepper, that's ridiculous. We don't have any black pepper. And then next thing you know, entire pepper farms are just going out of business. The corn, the peppercorn tree, it's just black pepper. It's just nothing but a tree bark. And he's getting rid of all the black pepper. He's just decided it's over for black pepper. No seasoning of that.
So like some sort of virus or something that's going to wipe out the black pepper?
Gone.
Describe some more steps that Trump will take or has already taken as in his first days as president.
Has Hillary accepted her defeat, Ion?
Well, she's very nervous. She's not accepted her defeat, but she's getting to the conclusion pretty quickly that she doesn't want to be the sitting president. She may
say,
you got me. You got me. You got me. You win. I don't want to be president. Thank you.
Ian, you said she didn't want to beat Obama. She'd rather be the Secretary of State. And they are talking about she ran it as a private bank, Secretary of State.
Yep.
You talked about that. So she doesn't really want to be president, but it's continuing, that feeling.
Well, at this point, it's the old Brewster's Millions, none of the above, vote for none of the above. I mean, how do you get elected when 70% of the populace doesn't like she or Donald Trump? But yet they trust Donald Trump. Now, there's the oxymoron of the millennium. We don't trust Donald Trump. Well, he doesn't want you to trust him. He didn't ask you to trust him. He didn't say, have faith in me. I'll lead the way. He's like, fuck you. I'm going to be president. I'm going to do whatever the hell I want to. And we're going to make good deals. And we're going to bankrupt what we don't want. And if you're not nice to me, I'm going to grind you up into a fiery little pulp and make you live in Bangladesh. And you can then nurse the Serbians. You become a wet nurse and look after the Serbs that don't make it past the border because we're going to shoot all of radical Islam, and don't worry about it. We've got it all going on. Here we got trillions and trillions and trillions of debt, and he's going to really fortify the military. quite, just don't quite get fortified and just start blowing shit up. If you blow up Iran, all of Iran, with one good nuclear bomb, you did it to Hiroshima, didn't even look back. Blowed that shit right over. Nagasaki blowed it right up. Didn't have no problem with it at all. You tried to burn Vietnam. That didn't go so good. Korea wasn't so good either. Blow your shit up. There you go. Do it one time. You can quit talking about it. Bam, and I'll do it to you. You want it too? One good blast, and it brings the radiation levels up. Look at the diamond we would make of all that nuclear radiation in the sand. It would be fabulous. It'd be a diamond mine. Christie's would have a field day. They'd be quite irradiated for a few days, but it doesn't really make any difference because, you know, some people could use an extra toe. Some people don't have enough toes as it is. You grow an extra one. It's all good.
Okay, Ion.
Oh, yeah. Well, you asked about some of the things that were going to change, so we just sort of, why not?
Well, let's look at that for a second then, because right now people are getting blown up, you know, in groups of small groups. And so if you blow them all up.
Remember we were talking about that some time ago, 6 months, a year, or whatever that timing thing y'all do. And everybody was goading us, saying, Ion, why do you keep talking about that? People are just walking out the door shooting up people. What are you talking about? They're not doing that. They're not burning California. They're not flooding the world. The Mississippi River isn't flowing in reverse yet. All these different things that you keep talking about, like it's a past tense happening. Now give it just a second, fast forward, and it's happening faster and faster and faster. Those things are starting to occur, to apply, to happen. And everybody's reveling in all this knowing, so it's not like we just be quiet and call it a day and see how it all goes, because that's all you can do. Then you come back to a simple token of plane of, oh, this is what the world's changing to. Okay, a changing world equals and looks like this. And there you go. Now, the news flash of the day that we're telling you is there's so much radiation now that guess what you're doing? You are now officially closing the broken ozone layer. We're putting the ozone layer back.
The radiation is rebuilding and rebuilding that layer of material.
It's back. Google it. The ozone is being repaired. Reparations are... in stuff and soup.
Hey, Ion, that reminds me. Do the black community, should they keep pushing for reparations for their years of slavery?
They were running the plantation. They should be paying. That's like the Catholic Church. The slave should apologize to the slave owners for letting them out of bondage.
You mean they were free from Africa? Is that what you mean? They were free from
Catholics,
the slavery of Africa.
Catholics should apologize to gays for taking advantage of them. Well, slaves should apologize to the landowners for stop being their slaves. Because the slaving days was the best ones of all. One of them slaving days, it's good. Look up Squidbillies, the slaving days. You can learn all about it. Make a note, Bob, about closing the ozone.
I did. Nate or Alyssa, go ahead.
What's the significance of a quincunx in the coat of arms? Of any of the stuff related to all of the Loire Valley
symbols.
Stuff?
It's the symbols. The last words you said were?
Does it relate to the Loire Valley or the Islam or any sort of
okay. Those are symbols that Bob and Carolyn have. Well, Bob has them, but he doesn't know he has them. And Carolyn knows what they are, and she knows where they are, so that's all good. But it represents symbols and iconoclasts. As far as societal references, like the old signet rings, you know, where you took the agate and you had a seal for your chalk in, say, in Hong Kong, but that was your seal. These coats of arms tell the tale of your lineage direction, and it's actually a direction because that's your crest. It tells you how to get in and out. It's your skeleton key. Likened to the movie, The Skeleton Key. Remember Papa Justify and the Conjure of Sacrifice? That would also be a moniker of a coat of arms. A coat of arms. It enshrouds or covers the keyhole.
I've been using the quincunx lately. Is there another symbol that I can use to move around?
Either a white horse or a nightmare.
A nightmare, nice. Are you referring to a black horse when you say nightmare?
Yep. Yep. It's either a white horse or a black mare.
What did you do with quincunx? What's that?
It's a symbol that has come on to my radar lately. It's like the four points of a square and then a center point. So like the five on the dice, like the how the 5 points are arranged as a quincunx.
It's the Koch brothers symbol.
Yeah, it is, I guess. Hey, Ion, when Alyssa starts seeing a symbol, is that just a marker from her parallel worlding?
No, well, sometimes. But for her, she's trying to make a point because she made the show and she made the point and she actually got to us to discuss it. So it must be a nickel mint more than that, you know. As far as the Georgia, Florida line.
If you're seeing
right on
the
Georgia, Florida line.
Yeah, if you're seeing a symbol repeating, it could be your own marker point for returning from parallel worlding.
The quincunx relates also to Palladio, does it not?
Well, ask it a different way, because we would say yes, but maybe not always. So maybe if you clear it just a little, you might get a good and meaningful answer.
Okay, I'll clear it with this. Classicism in the Netherlands, he was influenced by the work of Scamozzi and Palladio.
Garbazzani. Yes, go ahead.
And with Garbazzani. His appointments, can you spell that?
No. Well,
yeah, what's your question, Alyssa?
Not,
who are you asking about, Alyssa?
That's not the word that I'm reading. I'm reading
Scamozzi. Yeah, well, who's the guy, who are you asking about?
I'm trying to connect the quincunx to Palladio, because I feel like there's something with the plans, with the layouts of the floor plans, and then it's also talking about the Ionic crossing piers.
Yes.
Square Ionic crossing piers and a groin vault over the crossing. So
yes.
I'm not really sure what I'm getting at, but it seems like there's something there.
Yeah, here he is.
So I'm reading this thing when I was researching the quincunx, and then I tried to connect it to Palladio, this thing came up. I'm reading this to see
and
break it down.
It does. In this case, it does. And we tried to give you another clue, but you said that's not the word you're reading. We understand it's not the word you're reading, but it's
right.
Important.
So what did
and
you
when
say?
It comes up, and when it comes up, and when it comes up, you'll have a point of connection that'll bring
okay.
you all the way up to Catherine the Great. But we've already done Catherine the Great today, so you'll have to reconnect the dots.
Okay, I will. I'll listen
dot,
back.
Dot.
Quincunx dot.
Dot. Bob Mark dot.
Mark what?
Dot. But dot.
Mark the dot. What's that mean, Alyssa?
Yeah, just dot. Just put it down on your notes, but dot. That's all you got to do.
Okay, and that's 7:15. Or was that a minute? Did you talk about it for a minute?
About
it started at 7:14?
Dot, yeah.
Alyssa. What's this about dot?
Yes.
Marker.
Well, yeah, marker. And
marker.
Then we were joking.
It's an RNA marker to get you back into a cohesive lineage for a genetic binding code. Dot.
Okay, Ion, why is the new RNA drops thick?
Because you're becoming, and the insulation level has increased because of the insulinose. Now, you get that insulinose and insulation, isn't that a cute little quip?
Yeah.
A little quip trip. But then your radiation is increasing, so your mystery landscape isn't a mystery anymore. It's becoming. It's evolving. And so it's basically happening. Basically.
And so we're the only product in the world that's responding to the changes?
So far, although Diet Coke may not make it.
Yeah, well, they're not responding. I'm saying the RNA drop's the only product in the world that's responding to the changes that are being evoked by our power.
Correct. And something that's becoming better is Werner's ginger ale.
Okay. Werner's ginger ale.
Werner's ginger ale is becoming better because of this.
So, Alyssa, what's this about Palladio? Give me a word about it. What's Palladio?
Palladio is the architect, the Italian architect, who was inspired by, how does it go? Was he inspired
Catherine
by Vitruvius?
Catherine the Great.
And then,
Catherine the Great.
Catherine the Great.
Catherine the Great. Okay, here's a question. I just read about it. How many lovers did Catherine the Great have in her life?
She's still having them.
Oh, she's still here. Okay. So she's had a couple of million?
Bring me another lover.
She's had hundreds of thousands of them. Well, was she around before? Did she be? Well, everybody's always been here, so she faked being born? Do we fake being born like she did?
Sometimes. But it's not. It's just what you say. You don't remember being born, so how do you know you were born? See, that's the thing that's so hysterical to us. You got to go through some fucked up mind shit to say, oh, you were coming through the birth canal. And like, no one knows that. They told you that. Well, they told you that the sky was flat and the earth was round and the earth was falling off the side. And they told you that money was bad and gold was good. And they told you that sin was no fun. They told you he was going to go to hell. And they told you all kind of bullshit. Why would most mothers disagree with you?
They know they gave birth to someone. How do you
do
receive that?
Do they? They were in pain. Most of them were knocked out from the pain. They gave a great big placenta a chance to live in the world, and most of the placenta.
So who brought the baby to them?
Who brought the baby to them?
After they were born, the baby gets handed, and then the mother kisses the baby. Where did that baby come from? If it didn't come out of the mother.
We have no idea.
Where the babies come from? There are babies in hospital.
Cabbage leaves. Under the cabbage leaf.
All right, who's organizing that? Who's bringing the babies in to...
The cabbage farmers.
That's fucking bullshit. I think we finally caught you lying your teeth, lying through your non-physical teeth. That's ridiculous. You can't defend that statement that these women are faking their birth. What are you pointing at?
Ginny may be on.
Yeah, I know. Ginny's coming up. But we're addressing
cabbage,
this point here. Ian, come on. Try to prove.
Cabbage.
Try to prove.
We don't prove, but cabbage leaves.
Yeah, you don't prove, but prove a... how do these babies get appearing?
They're actually not. They don't appear. They're not. This thing, this born stuff, it is not.
We just lost 100,000 listeners, just left the room because I have fucked
okay.
it up.
We lost 100,000 when you told them that they could ascend too, Bob, so don't worry about it. It's all right. Hey, you lost 100,000 when you stopped eating and stopped sleeping and you did your marathon for 978 hours straight. Didn't gain any weight or lose any weight.
They
listen to you slurp ice cream on the radio one time and nervously wash your hands, and they still came back for one more hand washing. It's kind of like saying, do you wash your hands? Where was the hand washing? And you say, Bob would say, I don't wash my hands. I don't know what you're talking about. That's silly. Where do babies come from? From Bob washing his hands. Okay, then I guess maybe that's the connection. Bob washing his hands. But no, that's not a place. That's not a position. That's not a thing.
Look, Karen, I blew up my thing. How do you get rid of that? I'll just have to just delete it.
I don't know, Bob. You know I've never gotten involved with this so that I wouldn't
be in that
position.
Maybe I do like this.
It's
they'll redo it.
You got him, Karen. Culpable deniability. You got him.
Exactly.
Look at this.
Girl.
Look, look at that, Karen. It's ruined. My turbo bridge is ruined. Get rid of it
and bring it up.
Go like that.
I have a question while you're bringing that up.
Yeah, go ahead, Alyssa.
So, is there a difference between immortal and eternal?
Yes, we did that already. You can find that in your analogs.
Immortal is for vampires. Eternal is for humans. See if Ian has something new to say about that.
Just that. And then you also have the Watchers. Don't forget, that's been added since that was done. The Watchers.
Is that a third way to be timeless?
Okay, yeah, we like that. There's actually about 18 different ways to be timeless. Wait a minute. There's no time, so everything is timeless. So you win the day again, but there are 18 factions that you would note that would be a representation. And then you got the Walking Dead. Y'all made that a whole category now and made a TV show about it. AMC is doing money over it, so it is now. Now you got the Talking Dead and the West Coast Dead and the East Coast Dead and the Mostly Dead and the Dying, Dead and Dying. And then they've always been dead, and they're going to be dead, and then they don't get them zombified and shoot the zombies in the head, and they still don't die. Weevils wobble, but they don't fall down, and that's all you have to know.
Okay, enough of you, Alyssa. That's it. Okay.
Yeah, Bert just sent me an email, quickly said, he said, the hole in the ozone layer over the Antarctic has begun to shrink, signaling good news for the environment decades after an international accord to phase out certain pollutants, researchers say. The study found that the ozone hole had shrunk by 1.5 million square miles.
Yay,
an area
the
size of India since 2000. Good grief.
That's beautiful. Isn't that wonderful? It's all good. So
yep.
Apparently that cattle thief Al Gore was right all along.
And I stopped using my hairspray and it all worked out.
Good luck with that. We still use our free spray. Don't you worry about that.
Okay, Jitty, do you have something to ask?
Hi, Ion.
Hey, Sugar Love.
How you doing?
Just fine, Jitty Bell. What's up?
I wanted to say I feel better, thank you.
Yes, very good, very good, very good.
Yeah, appreciate that. Ion, I wanted to ask you about time, and since there is none of it, but you said before that it's all lodged in the labyrinth of the mind. Is the thinning of the veil the thinning or the elimination of time? Is that what is
it
that
is.
What we're
and
talking
the,
about?
And it's the thickening of your RNA drops.
So the veil is thinning, time is diminishing, you get into that whole thing, and then the RNA drops are thickening in response.
That is correct. That's correct. And so, if you do a blood smear, well, you got to talk to Carolyn about this, where they take a little drop of blood and they smear it on the strip to do some things, it'll show up there as well. But don't publicize that yet. Let them tell you. And when they tell you, you'll go, oh, yeah. And then Dot Bob will say, where was the dot? And they'll say, dot. He's going to look up, dot. And that's where the dot's a dot of blood on the strip. It's where that's going to start to show up. You're going to have unrefutable proof that your RNA drops change the blood. The blood that gives you strength from day to day. And it will never, 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 never lose its power.
Ion, with the thickening of the RNA drops, is that part of the emptying of the guff, too?
And we would say yes, only because it's occurring simultaneously. But it's like you've got 9 movies playing at a Bijou theater. Is this movie going on the same time that movie is? Yes. Are they the same plot? No.
Okay, so the thinning of the veil is the thinning out of time, the time on Earth where there will time will be no more. And
right.
That is thickening the drops, and your statement that you'll be able to take a drop and make a smear, and then you say, then they'll see that. And what are they going to see, that?
The test. You'll have to talk to Dr. Dean about that, because we're not licensed with the AMA, thank God.
Okay, all right. So you do a blood test of some sort, and anyway, people
a
will be able
schmear.
To see something.
Like a jelly corner on a bagel with cream cheese, a schmear. You do a schmear on the strip, and it'll do things, and then it will be, and then you'll basically see or note that their blood, apparently, it's all Greek to us, but apparently there's viscosity in a blood, in a blood cell, in a whole plasma. Apparently, at some level or degree, there is a viscosity, and this viscosity is changing. And there's a gradient way to gauge viscosity of whole plasma when you spin it out. But we've done this and done this and done this. But once you start applying how amino acids apply, keep saying apply, over and over and over, how amino acids and how they affect whole plasma and how whole plasma runs in the amino acid gamut of a field or reference, with the tiniest little bit of frankincense, it starts making like luminol to show up in the bloodline. You'll see. That's why.
Okay, and Ion, as the blood changes and the viscosity changes, and you're saying that that's a factor of the amino acids applying, So the viscosity of the blood would not change, or it would, that the viscosity of the blood change in a person who's not taking the RNA drops.
Correct. Their blood would be like the oil of mistletoe.
Their blood would be like that in terms of you're talking about a comparable viscosity?
Yeah. Dead people can't stand the oil of mistletoe. Like vampires and all those kind of things, they can't stand it. It's like garlic to a vampire.
Yeah.
We're telling you in advance, so when it comes along, that like when we say what's the frequency, we told you what the frequency, and you make a good note of it. And you go, and then that week they say, what is that frequency? I don't know. I won't tell me the frequency. We say, ask Jenny, but she's got good notes. She's got everything, because she do. And so we're telling you this now, so when it does, it'll do. And when it does, it will. And then when it will, it would, because you knew it right then, because you were able to apply it. And you don't even know what the strip is yet. But you will, and it'll be fun when you do, because now you know you're looking specifically at when you spin out the viscosity of whole plasma changing as per with our new RNA drops and without RNA drops. And we don't care what kind of blood plasma it is, but better do it with O positive first. But now even that's changing, see, because they're going to start grading it. They're going to start having trouble. The new news, which won't be far from now when they start doing these blood tests, they're going to start saying, wait, we can't cross-type the blood supply. And it's so funny because now what they're saying, like when they had the big blow-it-up, shoot-it-up in Orlando when the alligators was eating the babies and the peoples was getting blowed up because the guy was gay and didn't know he was gay and he couldn't get a date. Boy, it's pretty tough if you can't get a date and you go shoot up people. That's pretty funny. But anyway, we're just trying to get them to nut. That's all it was about. They were just letting everybody donate blood. Just everybody just didn't ask no questions. Just letting everybody just pump it. Didn't care. Didn't matter what kind of blood it was. It's like, let's go. We got to have blood. All of a sudden, all the rules were out the door. You could sleep with
okay,
a patient
but,
and still give blood.
Okay, I understand that, but let's just go right that pinpoint. Let's just drill down on that right
dot.
There.
Go to the
all
dot.
The rules,
dot.
All the rules are out the door, and those people in Orlando were not necessarily exclusively taking the RNA drops. So my question still remains, if a person is not using the RNA drops, is the changing environment what's changing their blood?
No. Three of them were, and they are alive.
The three that were taking the drops are alive.
Yep.
Okay, and the ones that weren't,
their pictures are in the USA. Pictures in the USA today.
Okay, and the ones that weren't, did the viscosity of their blood change as a result of the environment or no?
No, not yet. It is, but not yet. See, it's not like your ozone problem. The ozone would kill you, but now it didn't, so now it can close. Remember? Remember how
yes,
that was
I remember.
Kill you? Remember, you're dead, we're dead, we're all dead, God damn it, we're dead. Well, you weren't. Uh-oh. So now, now what? You didn't die. Uh-oh. There's lots worse things than dying, apparently.
They're saying the ice cap is returning to the Antarctic.
Basically, yeah.
Okay, so the Antarctic and all this global warming is a similar situation to the ozone hole. The environment is repairing itself.
Once you change the radiation levels, yeah, we're going to make utopia, paradise. They might be loaded but there are two dyes. Yes, paradise. Is paradise in Diades then? Better make a note of that.
No, not at all.
Maybe.
Okay, go back to the changing of the blood. So in Bob's there are four physical bodies. There's the chip body, the chemical body, the astral body, and the TV body. And the fifth body is the mystery body.
Well, the mystery body is the mystery landscape where those bodies are not known. That's Bob's crap. We don't buy into any of that. It's over. That's done. It's more of an eight-pack, an octad, that brings you into the full chip revolution, which takes it out of your body. We're going to take that body and move it outside of your universe so that it can know everything that is. okay? Once they know everything it is, you don't have to know anything, and it's not a thinking man's game any longer. You become the sum total of the things that you desire, want, and be, and do, and have. Then all these choices and things that you're deciding that you like, you don't like, you want, you don't want, they're just nothing other than just fleeting, diminishing, momentary swashes of color in the fabric of your life.
Okay, that's very poetic, and in the chip revolution that you're speaking of where you go into the octet, I understand that. Is there anybody who's going to be able to make that transition if they're not taking the RNA drops?
Not so far.
So you have to be taking the RNA drops, and does your statement...
No, wait. We said, hold on now, we said not so far. Now, once you get to a certain level, once you blow it up, once the spent eye blocks are starting to affect the planet faster, then yes, that answer will change. But today, that's not occurring yet. Well, it is in two places, but that's another conversation. But the shift or the gist, schist, ha, there you go, the element schist will start to evaporate. When schist starts evaporating, that's when the world dichotomy will start changing humankind into godkind.
Okay. And in the, I understand what you said, the timing of that, or I understand what, the words that you spoke. I don't know if I fully understand what you said. I heard the words that you spoke, and in the words that you spoke, going back to right now, I want to just also pinpoint, is your statement still the same that one RNA drop alone will put a person in a position to be part of this ascension chip revolution process?
Yep. But you'll want more. It's like an orgasm. It's like an orgasm. Once you start having them, you want them all the time. You'll want more.
And Game of Thrones was awesome this season. I mean, just awesome.
How about them dragons? Oh, wait, we can't spoil it. Bob hasn't seen it. We can't spoil it. He'll kill us. He'll kill us dead. He'll cut us off. He'll turn off the money. We can't do it. We can't do it. We got to stop. But boy, when Drogo come, oh, no, wait. And then the dragon, oh, no, wait. And then, oh, no, we can't say we can't. It is pretty yummy. Yeah. That dragon bitch is something else, ain't she?
She's pretty awesome. I like Jon Snow, though, too, Ion. I mean, I like them both.
He could get it. Yeah, he could probably get it. What do you think?
I like Tyrion, too. What?
Yes. So, Ion, did one of our JWs get the script so that, influence script so that the Daenerys woman, the one with the flies the dragon, is that representing Carolyn? Flying the dragon?
Bob, Bob, put your phone on. You're dim.
Oh, my
God. Wuthering Heights.
Yeah. Sorry, my top is up. Yeah, do it again. Sorry.
Your top is up. Lord, listen.
My fucking convertible top was up. Okay. Did one of the JWs influence the script so that this apparent triumphant person with the white hair, Daenerys, which has the name D-E-A-N in there.
You can't tell it. Don't tell it.
Is that model on Carolyn's victory over the dragon, over the United States?
It can, but it's not over yet, so don't spoil it.
All right. Well,
yeah, two more seasons to go, Bob.
Yeah, because of Dothraki. Oh, wait, no, wait, stop. Never mind. Wait till it takes the Iron Throne. Oh, wait, no, stop. Quit. Stop. We're strict. We're strict. They don't play on this, Jenny Bell. They're serious. They got teeth now. We've given them teeth. They'll bite. We can't spoil it. It's terrible. And it hurts a little bit, but, you know, it's the way it is. Nothing you can do. There's just nothing else you can do.
Ion, the White Walkers, I remember in one of my sessions you said, wait till you get to the wall and the White Walkers are coming. And in one of the episodes,
it's completely played out in that episode. Yes, it is.
What episode? Which one?
What's the it, Bob, first? What's the
I don't know.
Exactly.
It completely played out. What
you, the White Walkers and the Wall are laid out in that episode of the Game of Thrones, and we're not going to tell you which one because it happens a couple of times.
Okay. Hey, Ginny, did Ion say White Walkers to you years ago?
Yes, in 2011, in one of my sessions.
Yeah. And the Game of Thrones was on at that point.
It had just started.
Just started.
Right.
Nothing. None of that was. There wasn't
there
even
no
a wall
time.
At that point.
Yeah.
Yes, there is no time, but he laid it all out in one of my sessions and told me how much I was going to love it. But, Ion, what I want to ask you is, in one of the episodes, one of the guys says, the real battle is not with clans and tribes and this and that. The real battle is with the living and the dead. But
that's right.
There is
which
no
has,
death.
Which has
and there
to
is
no, stop. Wait, they're not. It's not what he's saying at all. He's saying
okay.
as the references to the Iron Throne. That life and death and all, it was only in reference to the Iron Throne. If you dissemble the Iron Throne, which is what we were not going to tell you, if you, oh wait, no, yeah. Put a note there, Bob.
Yeah.
We didn't say they disassembled the Iron Throne. Okay, mark that. Real careful. We did not say they disassembled the Iron Throne. If the Iron Throne is disassembled and taken apart, then this fabric of this knowing of the distance between life and death is gone. There is no more of that. You see? It has to do with how it affects the kingdoms. You're talking about something that affects how the kingdoms apply to your knowing of your aliveness or deadness or beingness or notness. But if you take away the kingdoms, if you take away the middle, outer, and inner kingdom, if you take away that aspiration or introspection, then there's no way to know if you're alive or dead anyway. People say it's good to be alive, and we say, how do you know? Tell us what bias you know. Have you been dead? Well, no. Well, then how do you know it's good to be alive? This may be the suckiest part of your existence. You don't know. You've got no bias to even gauge your aliveness or deadness or livingness by. We've talked to lots of dead people. Good Lord, the essence of Carolyn's old practice was with dead people, for Pete's sake.
Is not the physical body the essence of aliveness? No.
No. It is not, because it withers. The aliveness isn't deadness. It's a representation of how a little man doesn't make it. Things fall
uh-huh.
off of it. You see?
Well, isn't it's that what they're referring to?
Well,
the little
apparently,
men
but,
talking about.
Yeah,
yeah.
Oh, certainly. But how can you be so tactile and visceral and in your meat sack body to all walk away and go, never mind? How can you take and blow your brains out and it'd be over? It's impossible.
And this chip revolution that you're talking about, this is in the physical world. This is
let's
in the physical
it,
body.
Let's call it a chip invocation. It's not a revolution. It's an invocation.
Okay. With the implication that the ape body, the God body, is still in a physical world.
An A-rod. Yes.
A-rod.
Okay, Ginny, I want to take a break, Ginny. Just hold it.